This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And now live from the Albia High School Gymnasium, here is Joe Sinclair.
Hey, folks, we are back. We're back at the Albia Fieldhouse. Joe Sinclair, joined here by former Albia wrestler, state competitor. We got Dakota Poe up in the broadcast area with us today. And Dakota, we're going to go up against a talented Iowa City West squad here, but might have a little bit easier time with it than if they brought all their ponies, aren't we?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like they brought all of their top guys. I know their 26-pounder is pretty tough. I don't know if they brought him.
Do you think that's a function of Albia being so good that they're running from Albia, or the bus broke down? What do you think there?
For their sake, I hope their bus broke down. But
well, it is going to be a grand night of high school wrestling here for the Albia Blue Demons. We are commemorating the 50th anniversary of the introduction of wrestling in Albia. Coach Charles Morden, old chief, he started this back in 1964. And tonight we're going to have a talented Albia squad, third-ranked right now in the state. They had a little bit of a, I guess you'd say they stubbed their toe this weekend up in Marshalltown, but we're going to fire it off at the 106-pound weight class. Right now we got Kyle Sennett. He's out there on the mat for the Blue Demons, and it looks like he's going to be up against Jesus Quintero from Iowa City West. And we're just underway, folks. Joe Sinclair and Dakota Poe at the Albia Fieldhouse for live high school wrestling action. Counting down through 10 seconds gone here in the first period. The wrestlers are on their feet. Looks like shot in there by Kyle Sennett. Wrestlers are measuring each other up. A little bit of a head-on shot right there by Kyle Sennett. Sprawl by Quintero. Quintero gets a front headlock in now, and with a minute and 30 seconds left in the first period, Quintero trying to turn that front headlock into a spin to get the two-point takedown. But a nice job by Kyle Sennett, hanging right onto that leg. And every time Quintero spins, Sennett gets right with it. And now Sennett gets out of that front headlock, but Quintero spins the other way and gets the takedown. 2-0, Quintero from Iowa City West leading this one right now, Dakota. Wrestlers are on the mat now. 58 seconds to go here in the first period. We're looking at 2-0 score. And there's a nice stand-up escape by Kyle Sennett. He's out to make the score 2-1. And Dakota, really important in these first periods, if you get taken down, to be able to get that escape to narrow the gap to 2-1. That way you've got you got it on odds. So if you get the next takedown, you're up by one.
Very true. This first period, he got taken down here with about a minute left, and he did a good job escaping within 30 seconds. We're still 2-1 here with about 25 seconds left.
Yeah, and Kyle,
he's taking some good shots here. He's just not following all the way through. He's just got to set up a good shot and make it happen.
Well, Kyle sent it out there on the mat for the Blue Demons at 106 pounds. Looks like we're going to go to the second period with the score 2-1. Oh, there's Sennett with 8 seconds left, though, in on a double leg. But a great sprawl there by Jesus Quintero for the Iowa City West squad. And with sprawl back, he's able to stop that forward progress for Kyle Sennett. So we are at 2-1 going to the second period. Once again, folks, if you're just joining us, we got a wild night of broadcasting of wrestling for you at the high school level here. It's going to be Albia against Iowa City West here to start things off. Then we'll have a break in the action. They've kind of changed the format a little bit here. There's going to be a break of about 10 minutes while the senior night introductions are made, and all the Albia wrestlers and cheerleaders will be honored for their commitment to the sport of wrestling over the last few years. And then we're going to have the state qualifiers, including I saw Rick Bricker down there and Steve and Kevin Bunch. And I tell you what, folks, it's just a lot of tradition here for high school wrestling in Albia. And we're proud to bring it to you on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream on KIICradio.com. As Kyle Sennett takes to the mat here in the second period, and from the neutral position, he gets the takedown at the reversal at the edge of the mat. Nice little sit-out switch there for Kyle Sennett, and that makes the score 3-2. New broadcaster just up in the booth.
Hey, I don't know if I get my. Hey, how you doing, buddy?
It's good to see you up here. Jason Summers joining us here in the broadcast booth.
Well, what do we do? We went and made the broadcast even better looking up here. You're bringing this guy sitting next to you up here.
Well, you got to have
good with the headset.
You got to have youth. That is an important thing. You want to have youth on your team, and we've got it up here with Dakota Poe. He's assistant coach, helps out the IBW Demons. But now we got Kyle Sennett with the chicken wing. With 55 seconds to go in the second period, he's turned over Jesus Quintero, and he's scoring back points. And if he could get that hips through Dakota with that double chicken wing, I think he can stick this kid. What do you think?
Hey, he's got to take one more big step around that or thread that needle through on the right side. And if he does that, he's sitting pretty good. He's got a five count right now, looking at 3 points here.
Well, right now he's chest to chest. He's got it teed out, and he's trying to get a reverse half put in there out of that chicken wing. And with 26 seconds to go, Quintero on his back fighting for his wrestling match here. It is going to be 6-2 in favor of Kyle Sennett if he can't pin him here in this second period. With 10 seconds to go, he's chest to chest, but Quintero with a nice job bridging, and it looks like Quintero gets out of that pinning combination, but 3 points for the near fall for Kyle Sennett. Sennett now with the butcher with only a couple seconds to go, trying to turn him again, but can't get it done. So he'll go to the third period with a four-point advantage, and that was a really good pinning combination there for Kyle Sennett.
Yes, very good. He did a good job at keeping his hips back there, but he got a little high, and that's why Quintero got a good bridge there and got turned back over. But he got a three count, 6-2.
All right.
Yeah, real impressed with the way he's wrestled. Kyle Sennett trailing early on, got taken down, and then to bounce back like that, that's tough wrestling.
Well, Kyle has been a roly-poly type wrestler all year, folks, and he's one of the most fun ones there is to watch. He's the son of Danny Sennett, and Danny, of course, as everybody knows, lost two matches in his last 2 years of high school wrestling. Both of them were at the state championship finals. So high-quality wrestling in that Sennett family, and Kyle Sennett on his feet here to start the third period in on a double leg. He's trying to continue that tradition. So very fun wrestler to watch. He throws a lot of cradles, and he's not afraid to let the other guy score if he thinks he can score more, is he, Dakota?
No, he's a very, I don't know how you say it, but he's always thinks he's in a good position. Well, not thinks, he knows he's in a good position because he can wrestle out of anything. He's good on his feet, good on the bottom, good in a situational wrestling.
Oh, nice.
And there's the takedown for Kyle Sennett after that nice double leg shot. Kyle Sennett, one of those kids, he's probably one of the tallest 106-pounders in the state of Iowa today, folks, at any class, 1A, 2A, or 3A. Very tall and thin. And now he's got the chicken wing in with 55 seconds to go. If he can bar the arm and walk the head the other way, and he does. So the bar arm chicken wing is back points for Kyle Sennett. Turns that chicken wing into a half Nelson, and he's chest to chest. He's got it in deep with 40 seconds to go. If he can reverse that half, I believe he'll get the pin, Dakota.
He's just got to settle his hips back once again and get chest to chest and keep that pressure on. There he's settling back.
And he's got him worn out with 27 seconds to go. You can just see every second, Jason, him giving up a little bit more, a little bit
more.
There
you go, Kyle
Sennett. There's the pin.
Relentless, Kyle Sennett, just relentless there.
Great job there for Kyle Sennett. Get the Blue Demons on the scoreboard. 6-0 is the team score with that 6 points awarded for Kyle Sennett on the pin. And, folks, if you're just joining us here on 96.7 KIIC, the points awarded in a wrestling meet on the team score, you get 6 points for a forfeit or for a pin. So we just saw a forfeit for the Blue Demons with their open 113-pound weight class. That'll make the score 6-6. Albia also is going to be open at 120. That's going to give Albia a 6-12 deficit to pull out of here as this meet progresses. So 6 points for the forfeit and the pin. And Dakota, you get 5 points for a tech fall, and that's a 15-point margin. If at any point in time a wrestler gets up by 15 points, the match is stopped, and 5 points are awarded to the winning wrestler. And then a major decision is if a kid can score 8 points more at the end of the match, between 8 and 14, that's a major decision. There will be 4 points awarded to the winning wrestler. A win of less than 8 points is 3 points for the winner. And we rarely, but it happens once in a while, we have ties in dual meets. And those would be 2 points. They go in this year with the tournament rules on overtimes.
What do you mean? Like, If there's a tie at the end of
if there's a tie at the end of all three overtime periods, do they have the 30-second you got to ride me or I got to get out period?
As far as I know, it's still 30 seconds, just that one 30-second period.
Oh, those overtime matches are so much fun, folks. As we get ready to bring you Shadow Leshen here at 126 pounds. He is the standout, top-ranked Albia Blue Demon 126-pound wrestler. Shadow Leshen, undefeated on the season. And he's out there competing. And looks like he's going to be going up against Brett Molina.
Brett Molina.
So Molina's got his work cut out for him here, Dakota.
Yeah, Shadow's a very dominant wrestler here. He's good on his snap downs, double legs.
He wastes no time. He reminds me of you. He's a takedown artist. You absolutely love to get the takedown.
Yeah. Well, that's two snap downs in a row right there. Easy takedowns. Yeah. And then he's letting him up just as quick. So the score is now 4-2 in favor of Shadow Leshen with those two quick snap down spins. And I think we're going to
think we started time here.
Yeah, they forgot to start the clock. You know, one of the things that always impressed me about you, Dakota, is that, and I see it with Shadow, you're not just making takedowns. You're setting up to turn that into extra points. Every takedown, you were really methodical about your takedowns. You go in and you were aggressive, but you were already in the takedown mode looking for the extra points.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a pin for Shadow.
Oh, wow.
They're having a clock malfunction.
4 seconds.
It took a lot longer than 4 seconds. They're having a clock malfunction. I see the athletic director, Keith Little, over there with wires in his hand. And anytime you've got a big boy like Keith Little with wires in his hand and okay, he's getting help now. I see Marty Hermson coming over to make the assist. So Marty Hermson over there with the assist. He's pulling wires out and plugging wires in, and looks like we're going to maybe have Marty Hermson figured out. That was a good first period pin for Shadow Leshen, though.
That was a very good pin. That kid kind of snapped Shadow down there, and I think it got Shadow a little mad, and he did what he had to do to get out of there.
I want to thank the First Iowa State Bank for this 132-pound match, which features Bryce Leshen. He's the standout ranked wrestler for the Albia Blue Demons. Looks like he's going up against Ben Bertel from Iowa City West. And
Bryce had a good shuck by there, and he got a good takedown in about 12 seconds. Bryce has pretty got that down to a science.
And folks, if you were listening to the wrestling action Saturday, you would have heard every single one of Bryce's matches. We had blood time out for Bryce, and looks like he hasn't healed up any, or at least if he has, it hasn't been a complete heal. Because we've got blood time out right now for Bryce Leshen. And this would be the sixth match in a row that we've watched Bryce with a bloody nose. And it's just looks like it's a nagging sore, Dakota. What's it like in the wrestling room? How's he handling this injury to the bridge of his nose in the wrestling room?
Well, when we go live in the wrestling room, he puts a mask on his face.
You see the mask he's carrying? His Uncle Nick has got a mask there.
It straps to his headgear, and it protects his nose. Most time you wear it for a broke nose, but in this case it's for bleeding.
Looks like he might be going to put it on to compete in this duel with Iowa City West also, folks. So, folks, we've got a lot of great sponsors, including the First Iowa State Bank on the north side of Square in Albia. And you've got great local leadership and ownership there with the First Iowa State Bank, and they support all the Albia athletic programs. They're big supporters of the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Rocket Squads. So we want to make sure that we thank all of our sponsors here as we move through the evening tonight. And 96.7, Joe Millage doing a great job bringing you all this high school sports action, girls basketball. Some of you might have heard me announce one of those games earlier. But we're getting back to live wrestling here. It's Bryce Leshen with the Darth Vader mask on. Do they have that in blue, or is it only come in black there?
I have personally only seen them in black, but they could bring them in other colors, I suppose.
Well, there's a two-point high lift takedown for Bryce Leshen, and he really elevated that leg on that single leg there, Dakota. And looks like he's really an overmatched wrestler for Ben Bertel from Iowa City West.
Yeah, Bryce is he's a top-notch wrestler, and he's doing good things this year.
He's got a big half Nelson in there, and good job by Bertel to take the momentum and keep rolling through with Leshen, a big lever in there with his right arm in there on the half Nelson. But now he's going to go in on the left side. Can't get Bertel where he wants him to, so he lets him go. Minute five go in first period here at 132 pounds. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Dakota Poe bringing you this live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. Bryce Leshen with another takedown there. Scores now 6-2.
Bryce working for the pin here. He's got a half bar arm.
Yeah, I think he's got it.
He's set him down pretty flat there with the pin.
Jason called that one in a minute and 14 seconds.
Yeah,
and the Blue Demons are back on top now after consecutive first period pins from the Leshen brothers, Bryce and Shadow. The score is now 18-12.
That kid fears nothing. Talking to his Uncle Nick, he fears nothing. The other guys, when they wrestle Nick, they kind of know that Nick's pretty darn tough. Bryce knows it, but Bryce doesn't care.
No, Bryce and Brett are starting to get into some pretty heated matches in the wrestling room. It's kind of fun to see watching me and looking back at me and my brother the way we wrestled,
punching each other
and whatnot. But it was fun. I mean, it's what you got to have.
Well, I don't know who would be in the running right now for the most improved Albia Blue Demon wrestler than this kid on the mat right now. And it is sophomore standout Blake Leshen. And he's having an outstanding sophomore campaign. And he quickly, with 10 seconds gone in his 138-pound match, takes down his opponent from Iowa City West. And I believe that's going to be Jared Ford.
Yeah, Blake Lawless here, not Blake Leshen.
I said Blake Leshen.
Yeah,
I meant to say Blake
Lawless. Blake Lawless working a good chicken wing here, bar arm.
I got to apologize to Blake Lawless because sometimes I call him Dalton because he's got a brother named Dalton.
Yeah.
And Blake's got a chicken wing in here on the right side, folks, with a minute 20 to go. His opponent, it's Jared Ford. Jared Ford trying to post his left leg, but it's not going to do him any good now because Blake Lawless has got the double chicken wing put in.
Oh.
He's going to walk the head, get the figure four on it. With a minute to go, he's got plenty of time. He's maneuvering around the outside circle of the out-of-bounds. If you were here, you'd just see that outside circle coming into play. Blake Lawless knows he's got plenty of time, turns him back in, and gets him turned over about a foot and a half from the edge circle of the mat. Sits his hips out. He's got the double chicken wing in. A lot of pain being applied here, and we've got a wrestler from Iowa City West that wishes he was anywhere besides the blue mat in the Albia Fieldhouse. Isn't that something, Jason?
I'll tell you what, he's got that in 10 ways of sour because he wants nothing to do with it. Blake, you talked about improvement, and he just had such an amazing freshman year. You could see his and he's a lot like Bryce Leshen. Mentally, they're just tough kids.
And Leshen gives up that double chicken wing at the edge of the mat because even though he had it in deep, it was in so tight. I think this Ford kid from Iowa City is going to have a very sore set of shoulders tomorrow because, man, they were at a tough angle there. But he's still out there competing, and he's going to go to the second period with 5-0 deficit on that nice pinning combination there by Blake Lawless.
Well, Dakota, I imagine that the weight room or the wrestling room is pretty intense with the guys. You got the really talented wrestlers, but you got some intense guys that are mentally tough as well.
Yeah, practices they're brutal. We push them to what they need to do, and they're very dominant, and they always want to compete, and that's what you got to have in a wrestling room.
Well, that good competition is what it takes, and the Albia Blue Demon wrestlers have got what it takes, obviously. There's an escape there for Blake. He's in on a single leg cat quick here in the second period at 138 pounds. He's got that single leg. He's got the ankle up high. He's going to try to trip him and near the outside circle. Nice job there by Ford, kind of doing the old bunny hop towards the out of bounds, but he's not going to be able to do it all the way. There's a nice 2-point takedown there for Blake. Oh, nope, he said they're out of bounds. Said they're out of bounds.
Didn't quite get control of that second leg, but.
All right. All right. Also, we want to thank some more of our sponsors here. We got Dewey Motor Company, their hometown Chevrolet GM products dealer there south of the square in Albia. Mike Selenik does a great job representing the Chevrolet brand here in Albia for Dewey Motor Company. Very good company.
I want to say a thank you to Community First Credit Union and Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home right here in Albia. Quality Ag Services, Dewey Motor Company's you just mentioned. Great sponsors of this broadcast tonight.
All right, we got a stall warning against Iowa City West here, Dakota, and I suppose with a 6-0 deficit, he's trying to keep from getting taken down and giving up that major decision. But I think Blake Lawless has got a lot more in store for Jared Ford here from Iowa City West than just a 2-point takedown to make it a major decision. But we are down to 30 seconds left in the second period with the 6-0 advantage for Blake Lawless. And the wrestlers are back to the center of the mat with 20 seconds to go now. Blake Loss on his feet at the center circle. The red electric A for the Albia Blue Demons in the center of a blue mat. Blue mat. Also a red mat. Two mats going here today. And, boy, I remember 30 years ago when Albia Blue Demons wrestled. They were in what they call the B Gym now. Coach Morden would have a piece of string, and we'd lower down a heat lamp like spotlight to the center of the only mat that was owned by the entire Albia Community School District, and it was just like a old-time boxing atmosphere.
Buddy.
Yeah, and it was,
and it set the mood for the night. I mean, you would show up, and the crowd was always tremendous every night, a large crowd, but it was electric.
Oh, you'd run into, I still run into people that I wrestled from 30, 35 years ago, and they'll say they remember that. So 7-0 the score now. Blake Lawless on top. And he is on top. His opponent, Jared Ford from Iowa City West, gets set. Blake Lawless covers. First move by Ford is a stand-up. Lawless gets back on the hips. Puts in a corkscrew ride. Goes to the deep waist, trying to bar the right arm with his right arm and get the chicken wing in on the left side. He's got the chicken wing in. Can't quite get that arm barred on the left side. He's riding parallel. Gets the arm barred now, and I think we'll see him tee out Dakota and try to turn him over here.
Yeah, he's going to tee out. Probably take some big steps here to get the hips turned over and work for the pin here.
There should be a stall call here pretty soon against Jared Ford. He's definitely stalling here, trying to prevent that extra point from going up on the board. He trails this thing by the score of 7-0 with a minute left here in the third period. Blake Lawless in charge of this match, working very, very hard on top, trying to score some back points for the Blue Demons.
Wanted to say thank you to Sheridan Valley Electric, Dr. William Adler, and Benton Place Apartments for making this broadcast possible tonight. 50 years of wrestling.
50 years of wrestling in Albia, folks. Joe Sinclair, Dakota Poe, and Jason Summers bringing it to you live here from the Albia Fieldhouse. And at 138 pounds, it's a two-point takedown for Blake Lawless after he lets his opponent up. And that makes the score 9-1, and there's one more point for the Blue Demons. We'll see if it is an important point as this meet progresses. But Blake Lawless really dominating his opponent, Jared Ford from Iowa City West, here at 138 pounds.
And Blake Law is doing a good job here at extending the lead. Preach that a lot. Don't just settle for a two-point win, a one-point win. Extend that lead. Always wrestle to 100% of your ability all the way through those 6 minutes.
Absolutely. Well, he's working that chicken wing again now, and his opponent, Ford, isn't going to score, but he's doing a great job of staying on his stomach and just kind of fishing his way through this one. I'd have called stalling about three times by now. How about you, Dakota?
Well, he got two. That's how he got that extra point in the second period. Ref called him stalling right at the end of the period. But
well, there it is. 9-1, the final score at 138 pounds. Way to go, Blake Lawless.
Dakota, to your point, it was so important because as a team and as we go throughout the season, and particularly this team has expectations to go into state not just as individuals but as a team, those points will matter. You know, getting that bonus points here with the 8-point margin, that really can be a difference in a dual competition.
Yeah, you get them duels that you're in 1-point win, 2-point wins, and you get out here and you get a kid that's winning 7-1. If he can get that extra two and get that bonus point, that always counts at the end.
And it goes both ways. When we're trying to defend, if you're trailing and with seconds on there, you don't want to give up those extra bonus points. Every point matters. Every second on the mat matters.
It's definitely an individual sport, but there's a team aspect when you come into these duels, and you're wrestling for a team as well as yourself in these.
Well, here's Caleb White on the mat at 145 pounds. His opponent is Michael Martin Stites from the Iowa City West squad. Martin Stites out there for the Iowa City West squad in their green and olive singlets. Your Albia Blue Demons in the familiar red, white, and blue singlets, mainly blue with the red electric A emblazoned across the chest and the Blue Demon stenciled down the back.
You know, Caleb's one of those wrestlers, it's hard to define the way he wrestles. He's unorthodox in his approach. And you watch him get in the wrong place, and he'll move some crazy move and bend his arm crazy direction, his leg a different direction, and finds a way to get out. He's a hard wrestler to prepare for if you're an opponent.
Yeah, he's definitely a wrestler that was hard, for me, was hard to wrestle when I was there. He's so double jointed, if that's what you want to call it.
Well, he's out of bounds against Michael Martin Stites from Iowa City West, Caleb White, and they bring it back to the center of the mat. And we're going to count down through 1 minute remaining in the first period with a scoreless tie. And there's the Kelly.
Oh, wow.
And that's as hard a Kelly as we've seen Caleb hit all year, folks. Nice Kelly move there. Just pulled that arm down, swung his other arm across, got a two-point back near fall out of it, and it's 4-0 as they go out of bounds.
Yep, 4-0. That Kelly, Caleb's pretty much, he's got that
he
down.
Owns that thing.
He's
That has been his bread and butter for the last 3 years. It carried him all the way to the state tournament in his sophomore campaign. And he is looking to keep on perfecting that move as this 2014 Albia Wrestling, 50th year of wrestling in Albia, continues on. Now Caleb got the head in the hole right there. Stretches that arm out. Good job there by Martin Stites to take that away. So Caleb White moves up to a chicken wing on the left side. Puts a half in on the other side. If he can cast over, he does. He casts over, and he's going to turn him over. Nope. Good job posting the leg by Martin Stites. And White's going to have to go back to the other side. And now we've got a potentially dangerous bad angle on that shoulder for Michael Martin Stites. So we'll reset it at the center of the mat with 16 and a half seconds to go. 4-0 the score. First period action at 145 pounds. Caleb White on top for the Albia Blue Demons.
Starting into the 14 seconds left here in the first period. Caleb throws that arm bar in there again and working for to turn and get some back points. He's taking big steps.
Well, he's got 4 seconds left to go, and he's a little bit too high, but he's going to run out of time, and he's not going to get give up any escape or reversal points there. So 4-0 the score as we go to the second period at 145 pounds. Blue Demons lead this one, folks, 22-12 on your team score.
I want to thank Hammer Medical Supply, AgriVision, Monroe County Hospital, Southern Iowa Technology, and Tharp Funeral Home for bringing you this second period here. Caleb White on the mat.
And there's Caleb White with a nice stand-up, sit-out move. He's kind of a stood-up and sat-out. Nice job by Stice getting back down. But White right back with the stand-up. And this time the stand-up, sit-out worked. So just a nice switch there for Caleb White. The reversal for White makes the score 6-0. And his opponent, Michael Martin Stites, has a grimace on his face. The match is stopped. Is this some type of an injury, Dakota?
I think it was more of a potentially dangerous. When he did that switch, his arm kind of got caught there, so I think they called that.
Well, either way, we've got a minute 41 in the second period remaining, and we're going to restart it with Caleb White on top. He leads this one 6-0. He's got the left arm extended. He's got the head in the armpit. Folks, we call that the head in the hole. And if you can get that head in the hole, shove him over, and then raise that arm up over the aggressive wrestler's head and neck. You can turn him right over. But now it's the chicken wing being applied by Caleb White. And he's got it and hung on just long enough on a try. Bridging now is Martin Stites, but he's on his back and pinned with a minute 11 to go. So call that pin in 3 minutes 49 seconds for Caleb White. Makes the score 30-12 for the Blue Demons.
You know, we talked about Caleb being slippery, but the technique that he's brought, he really has become a much more technical wrestler. The pedigree was there. You know, Matt, an excellent wrestler, but he really has improved the technical side of his wrestling as well, Dakota.
Yes, he has. I remember watching him when I was in high school. He's definitely came a long ways.
All right. And we're moving on to 152 pounds, where my son, Houston Clare, got hurt last week, folks, and he's got knee trouble, and they're doctoring to that in Des Moines. So the Albia senior, Houston Clare, will not be competing tonight because of that injury. And we'll see who the Blue Demons are going to send out at 152, Dakota.
That would be Eric Plate.
Looks like Eric Plate comes out.
He's going to get a forfeit.
And he receives a forfeit. That makes the score 36-12 for the Albia Blue Demons. And tell me about Eric Plate. Is he a foreign exchange student?
Yeah, he's a foreign exchange student. He's a lot of fun to work with in the room. He's got a good attitude.
Well, that's good. Well, he got his first varsity win right there. That was fun to watch. I didn't have to work very hard for it, but, hey, it adds 6 points to the team score for the Blue Demons as Griffin Osing, 160-pound competitor tonight, in on a single leg.
Now,
and he's in there deep on single leg, got the head to the inside. He elevates, takes his opponent down. Looks like that's going to be Ivan Perez. He lets up Perez now. So Perez for Iowa City West, Osing for the Albion Blue Demons. Blue Demons leading this one right now, score of 34-12.
Oh, what a quick move.
Yeah, just cat quick, and Perez is totally outmatched here, Dakota.
Yeah, Griffin, he's a very contained wrestler. He does what he needs to do. He sets up good shots, doesn't make a lot of mistakes, and he's doing good things this year.
Well, just as quick as he takes him down, he lets him up. Now he's back in on single leg. Elevates that single leg, tries to get down to the ankle. Nice job with a whizzer there by Perez. Perez, nice, strong-looking kid. Gets that whizzer in there and trying to combo a, I don't know, is that a whizzer or headlock? Either way, it's not going to work. Griffin's getting the position on him. Gets the ankles picked. Takes him down again. Makes the score 6-2.
I love the way that he right away, he was setting that up to get these back points he's going to earn right here.
Yeah, he's does a good job at like going from one move right into another, and that's what he's trying to do here. But he doesn't get that, and he covers the top, and he starts working on top here.
Tried a little leg twist tilt there. That was kind of a long ways away from the shoulders to be trying to pin the guy.
Nice tilt here.
Now he's got the tilt working, and near the edge of the mat, he's going to have to drag him back. He does. He's got the chicken wing in now right at the edge of the mat with 16 seconds to go. Griffin Osing with the 6-2 lead, looking for more here. Now's the tilt coming again. And just can't quite get those shoulders. There, got him past parallel for a second. Can't quite get it for long enough to get the two count. So we're going to go to the second period, 6-2.
I want to thank Jim and Charlie's.
Oh, man, Jim and Charlie's. And Charlie's in the house tonight, folks. So if you're looking for Jim and Charlie, Jim and Charlie's tonight, you're going to have to come to the Albia High School field house. And he's enjoying this high school wrestling action. Visited with him before over there talking to Steve and Kevin Bunch. They're in the house, a couple of brothers that were state qualifiers for the Blue Demons back in the 80s. So a lot of great wrestlers in the house tonight for this 50th celebration.
We got Griffin back in action here. He got a two reversal here coming in the second period. About 15 seconds in, he got that reversal. He's going to let Perez
Ivan Perez.
He'll let Perez up get one. He's going to look for another takedown here.
Perez is not giving anything up. He's making Griffin earn every bit of it, but he is, looks to me like, quite a bit outclassed. Probably a little heavier than Griffin. Griffin going to compete at the championships level at 152 pounds, so giving up a few pounds here. But slick and quick as a cat, Griffin Osing in on a single leg and dumps Perez for the two-point takedown. 10-3 the score now.
Griffin looking for another side tilt here. He's got a count. Breaking parallel, though, and he's not getting that two counts for kissing backs.
He needs to be careful about exposing his own shoulders to the mat for a little bit too long there, and he's very cognizant of that. It is possible to be pinned from the offensive position, and we saw that Saturday, didn't we? Yeah, we did. There's a chicken wing by Griffin Osing. He goes to the double chicken wing, and Perez bridging for all he's worth, but he's in a lot of pain now. Griffin Osing has got this double chicken wing locked up tight. Perez, if he had a hand free, I'm sure he would be trying to tap out.
You put your finger in a vice.
And there's the pin.
Pain.
And that might have been an example where his shoulders may not have been down for the full three count, but Perez is glad that the pin was called. And he's hurt on the mat right now, and his shoulders are going to feel it tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. That is a very tight move when you sit through like that.
Want to thank Leffler Dirt Works, Mick Furniture, Bluff Creek Archery, Community First Credit Union, and
also,
People's State Bank.
Don't want to forget Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home, Bob Senate. He's in the house tonight, too. Got Summers Insurance. How about those guys on North Side of the Square? The best-dressed insurance agents in southern Iowa are right there at Summers Insurance.
Brett Leshen's going to get a forfeit here.
All right. We've got some points stacking up here. It's 46-12 now for your Albia Blue Demons. After that forfeit there for Brett Leshen.
We've seen Dalton Griffin Osing. He's in in the pursuit to get to 152. That's a tough place cutting weight. And you got Dalton Folkers, who probably can continue to add some weight.
Yeah, I was in Griffin's position there when I was a senior, coming off of 60, 65, going down to 52, wrestling 60. Dalton with a quick takedown here.
And he goes right to the cross leg ride, and he's got a back point pinning combination coming here. It looks like just a big old brutal cross face there. What else would you call that, Dakota?
I don't know. He's got a cross face here. He's got the toe working for some good backs here. He got the five count, so he'll get three. It'll be 5-0 with 1:30 left in the first.
Now he gets off the legs, tries a chicken wing. It's not there. He gets back on the legs outside this time instead of inside. Nice job there by Brayton McDowell to get to his base. Now he gets broken down again. Folkers, going to try to chin him back. Chinning him back. He's got the chicken wing in on the right side. He's trying to chin him backwards with his chin on the right shoulder of McDowell. Now he puts the double chicken wing in, walks the head, settles the hips, and with 55 seconds to go, McDowell is in a lot of trouble. Should be a pin here, don't you think, Dakota?
Yeah, if he sits through, he's going to be in the same boat. Griffin was just in. He's sat through now, and he's got it pretty tight. He's going to look for the pin here. He's got 40 seconds left. That's a long time to hang on.
Once again, with that double chicken wing in there.
He's going to spit out and reverse the half, and he's going to set it down for the pin.
Nice job there by Dalton Folkers. He gets the pin for the Blue Demons. That makes the score 52-12, coming on to a tough 195-pounder, Carter Isley.
Dalton Folkers is a lethal dose of technique with brutal strength.
Yeah, Dalton, he's not as big as just some of these 182-pounders, but he's the one and working on his 100th win tonight down there.
Well, congratulations, Dalton Folkers, 100 wins on his career.
And
that's
folks,
a great accomplishment.
Listen to the crowd, appreciate that accomplishment for Dalton Folkers. Everybody on their feet for Dalton Folkers on his significant milestone here on this significant evening of wrestling in Albia.
And now the man-child.
Man-child. I've heard Carter Isley call a lot of things. Man-child?
Wow.
Where'd you come up with that one, Jason?
I had to take a look.
He's a big boy.
He's a sophomore standout for the Albia Blue Demons. A top-ranked wrestler, undefeated on the season at 195 pounds. Carter Isley has been mowing down the competition all year long, folks. He quickly gets a takedown in the first period against his Iowa City West opponent, Mitch Yerger. And Yerger gets taken down and led up by Isley. And now we're back to live action. And another double leg in there for Carter Isley. He moves up on Yerger, glances at the clock, see he's got plenty of time. 1:15 to go, and lets him up again.
I saw my cat do that earlier with a mouse.
It looks like he's playing with him like a cat with a mouse. Oh, what a nice little shuck by there. Just a cat quick, and there's
he's
a
gonna keep his toes in there for two, drop down to the ankles after a slide by, and kid fell out of bounds, and Carter did a good job of keeping his toes out. He's gonna show the ref neutral here, and he's gonna give one to Iowa City West kid, and it's gonna be 6-3, minute left in the first.
So three takedowns in 60 seconds for Carter Isley at 195 pounds. That makes the score 6-3 as he's let his opponent Yerger up in succession after those three takedowns. Now it looks like he's trying to set up a throw or something. He's sparring with Yerger at the center of the mat, trying to get inside position. Does the slip by, a little shuck there. Yerger at the edge of the mat does get out of bounds. No points awarded on that flurry. And we'll reset it at the center of the mat with 32.4 seconds remaining in the first period. Albia Blue Demons on the mat wrestling against Iowa City West here at the Albia High School Fieldhouse. Live on the stream at KIICradio.com and on 96.7 Thunder Country, your sports leader, Joe Sinclair, Dakota Poe, and Jason Summers. Happy to be bringing you this live high school wrestling action. And we're going to have a little break in the action here for the first period as it winds down. The score is going to be 6-3. Carter Isley on top of his opponent, Mitch Yerger, from Iowa City West.
This is impressive here. For, you know, we saw a lot of green singlets at the state wrestling tournament last year. This is quite an Iowa City West wrestling program. To come in here and to be as dominant, that's a pretty big statement, Dakota.
Well, yeah, it is.
It is. And this Iowa City West team that's out here is a very competitive Iowa City West team. They didn't bring all their ponies. No. They left some of them home in the stable, a little bit afraid of this talented Blue Demon squad. And when you're a 3A team and you come down to Southern Iowa and a 2A team puts a whooping on you, It makes you look bad, and I think that's the reason why Iowa City.
Senior night and the only home duel and the 50th celebration, and that's not the recipe for a night for success for anybody traveling.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're all in the right mindset tonight. They want to go out and show this home crowd something impressive on their only night here.
And it is a packed house. There's a room for a few more folks to get here, and if you showed up in the next probably 10 minutes, you'll be able to enjoy the introduction of the seniors on senior night and the honorifics that will include coaches that have coached here at Albia in the last 50 years of wrestling and state competitors that have qualified for state. And we've got a lot of Albia Blue Demon alumni that were state qualifiers here. Just kind of looking around. I see Kevin Pickrell down there. And
most of the coaching staff is state qualifiers.
That's right.
The entire Poe family. State qualifiers.
Yep. Carter Isley here, 9-3 with 50 seconds left in the second period. Working on top here, trying to get a turn. He's doing a good job riding top here, working an arm bar.
Second period action with the lead of 9-3. Isley looks like he's going to hit that double chicken wing. And we've seen that a lot tonight. Yep. There's the double chicken wing. Back points being awarded. Isley gets chest to chest, switches from the double chicken wing to the reverse half. He's got his opponent where he needs him right now with 23 seconds to go. I don't think he's
going
to get out of this one,
nowhere.
Folks. And there's the pin.
Sets it down for another pin for Albia.
Just wore him out. Just wore him out. Carter Isley with the big pin there for the Blue Demons.
I don't know if he's started to sweat yet, Isley.
It's 58-12 now, folks. This is a good old-fashioned thrashing. Blue Demons putting a big old hickey on this shorthanded Iowa City West squad as 220-pounder Jacob West comes out to take on Kevin Dowell. This will be Kevin Dowell from Iowa City West against Jacob West from Albia Blue Demon territory.
You know, what's so impressive here, Dakota, and I think you can appreciate this as much as anybody, being a part of this program, the resurgence of the program. You go back to your sophomore, junior years. You guys were lucky to have six wrestlers total, you know. And just having bodies, not only in terms of dual meet points, but just in the wrestling room to have somebody to wrestle against.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, when I was a sophomore, we didn't have that many guys. We didn't have the spots to fill, so it was hard for us to win duels. But now we got guys three lines deep.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, it all starts out with that little kids program. When they come up, that's your foundation. That's where it starts.
Flurry of action here at the mat in the first period. West got taken down quickly. Looked like his opponent, Dowell, was going to try to get some back points on him. And a nice roll through there by Jacob West. He's
nice
able
job
to avoid that and get an escape, and we are on our feet in the neutral position now. But then a little misadventure for Jacob West, and his opponent Dow gets behind him for the two-point takedown. Scores now 4-1. But now here's Jacob West.
Now run that,
nice
reverse that shoulder.
Jacob West.
He rolls right through, and now he's got a chicken
wing,
and he's walking the head.
Yes.
And if he can keep him in bounds, folks, with 45 seconds to go, I think he's going to be able to score some back points. Nice job there by Dow getting his arm posted. West is having to fight the
out of bounds. You're seeing a weight difference there. He really giving up the pounds there.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob West is definitely outweighed here.
But he got the reversal. It's 4-3.
Yeah, he did. He's doing a good job here. He's keeping a good position on top. He did a good job.
He's got a great attitude. He is a heck of a good teammate.
He's another one of them kids that have came a long ways.
Yep.
Well, he breaks down Dowell here off the whistle on the restart after the there's a potential. Nope, that's a one-point illegal hold. And not sure what I saw there, Dakota. It's a point for Iowa City. Whatever.
Jacob West had a full Nelson there. That's what the 1 point
had that
was.
Full Nelson in there. That finger snuck in there. Well, he's working on top again with 20 seconds to go in the first period at 220 pounds. Jacob West tries to break down Dowell. Dowell's got his head dangerously close to his leg. If West can somehow manage to get that cradle up, but can't do it. And the stand-up escape for Dowell from Iowa City West. Now the score 6-3. And we're going to go to the second period, and that'll be the margin. 6-3, West trailing at 220 pounds for the Albia Blue Demons.
Want to give a big shout-out. Quality Ag. Joe, right now, what's the big flavor in the ag world? What's the thing that the farmers are starting to really concentrate on?
Well, the ones that have cattle are counting their money because it's kind of the calf crop sale time, and we're seeing record prices for feeder calves at the local sale barns. So that's a fun thing that's going on right now. I want to congratulate all those beef producers that do produce such a high-quality product here in southern Iowa, and they have not really participated in these high commodity prices with large margins that some of the grain farmers in northern Iowa have enjoyed. So congratulations to the cow-calf guy in southern Iowa, because it's his turn to ring the bell, and it's fun to go and visit with some of these guys and see how all their hard work has paid off.
Amen to that one. So,
here's Jacob West with an escape. Makes the score 4-6 as we start the second period. 6-4 the score. Way to go, Jacob West. You got a match on our hands here at 220 pounds. They're on their feet sparring at the center of the mat. 6-4 the score on this match. Oh, and there's a little, just kind of a, he kind of fell down there, Dakota. And he gets taken down, but just as quick as that, he gets back out. So 8-5 the score now. And Jacob West is exchanging escapes for takedowns, and he's going to have to reverse that trend in the third period or in the last half of this match if he's going to come out on top. Well, here's a cradle locked up by Iowa City West's Kevin Dowell. And Dowell with the cradle gets the 2 points for the takedown. West trying to break that grip, and he does. So no back points awarded there. Still 10-5.
You can't shorten the fact that he's given up a lot of different weight here. And he's going to have to get a better angle to get to the outside, Dakota, but that's a lot of weight he's given up on that mat.
Yeah, it's a lot of weight. Like you said, he's going to have to work an angle to get a good shot in here, because once he takes that shot, that kid's just going to snap him down, yeah, and he's going to get that front headlock, and that's hard to get out of on a bigger kid.
Well, he gets the escape. That narrows the margin to 6-10, but once again, he's exchanging escapes for takedowns here at 220 pounds, and see if he can get one of his own here. Oh, there's a pretty good big move there, a big man move, yeah, there, a little ankle pick.
And Jacob might be able to work his way back out of this.
Well, there's 4 seconds to go. If he can get out of this leg without being taken down, it's going to be an accomplishment. And he does. 6-10, the score going to the third.
How many matches have we seen over the years where a guy like Jacob's wrestling makes a mistake and turns into our guy getting a pin?
Well, let's see if Jacob can pull that out here at 220 pounds tonight against Iowa City West. A big lead for the Blue Demon on the team score, 58-12, folks. If you're just joining us, this is live high school wrestling action on 96.7. Albia's Thunder Country, your sports leader, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Dakota Poe bringing it to you live from the Albia Fieldhouse, commemorating 50 years of wrestling in Albia.
Jacob West with a stalling call on himself here. He's not doing a very good job of circling back in. He needs to take a shot here like that. He got a good shot in here, but that kid, like you said earlier, is just heavier than him, and he gets
get
that front
better angle. Yep. If you go straight in, he's going to get himself set for that.
Yep. 2 by Dowell here makes it 13-6, about minute 20 left in the third.
Your brother was one of the best wrestlers I've ever witnessed wrestle up weight class.
Yeah, he's got a funky style of wrestling. It's hard for me to wrestle him still. I mean, we go at it every now and then. I mean, we went out it in Central Office, the yard right behind Central Office. But
minute to go here in the third period, 220, and Jacob West in danger of getting pinned here with the nifty chicken wing move there by Kevin Dowell. And Dowell is going to get that pin. Great effort there by Jacob West. He goes down by fall at 220. And that's going to bring out, looks like, Trevor Blackford.
A couple things to work on with Jacob West there, just like working them angles. I mean, it was a big kid, and working those angles would help him out a lot in a match like that.
And he's got the length. Jacob's got the length. He could take a lot better angle, and I think sometimes you get that insecurity about being able to drop levels and get to the leg. But he's a good listener. He's a kid that wants to get better, so he will.
He is. Well, Trevor Blackford out there for the Albia Blue Demons squad. And his opponent is going to be Blake Mosier from Iowa City West. The two wrestlers are on their feet, feeling each other out, pummeling near the center of the mat, as the big boys at 285 pounds often do. Don't see a lot of shots, but you see a lot of pushing and shoving. And right now, front headlock in there by Mosier. Mosier trying to just kind of overpower Trevor, and he does get him taken down, and now he's staying with the pressure, puts the butcher in quickly. Blackford,
nice job.
I gave him a two-point near fall on that. That was pretty quick for a two-point near fall, but Blackford's out. Makes the score 4-1. Blackford trailing now, and we've still got a minute and 10 seconds left in the first period here at 285. This will be the last match of our opener here tonight, folks. Over on the other mat, it looks like the squad from Fairfield beat squad from Oskaloosa. There's a two-point takedown again for Mosier. That's the 6-1, the margin now.
Trevor, he's a young guy, but he's got to be one of the better personalities in the gym because he's a cut up.
Yeah, he's always trying to make everybody laugh. I mean, he's a good guy to have in the room to keep that friendship mentality in there. But I mean, that's not always the case in a wrestling room. You want to kind of hate each other, but for that 2 hours. But
there's a takedown again by Mosier. While we're watching these 285 pounders compete, Dakota. There's a lot of competition here at Albia at 285 pounds. And tell us about those other competitors, Connor McDonough, Robert Hannon, and are we going to have another 285-pounder maybe coming into the in the weight realm of that here pretty quick?
Oh, I'm not sure. It depends if he's got the right attitude to get down there or not. I think he does. We'll see. We'll see how it goes coming up here. But Connor McDonough and Trevor Blackford, they're always going at it in the wrestling room, making each other better, and they're doing what it takes.
There's a stand-up escape by Blackford, but just as quick as that, Mosier takes him down again. So the score is going to be 10-3 as we complete the first period here at 285 pounds. And Albia way out on top. They're ahead 58-18 here this final match of this particular duel. So the Blue Demons are going to win this one tonight. That is for certain. And a lot of fun stuff's going to happen in our intermission here, folks. We'll probably send it back to the station for a little bit of that Thunder Country music that you know and love as we have the intermission. But there's starting off that second period, Trevor Blackford gets whipped over onto his back and just kind of a little rollout that didn't work there for him, Dakota.
Yeah, he gets pinned. Yeah, he tried to switch and kind of got sucked back there, but.
Well, guys, I'm going to go back down. I got to get down on there. Senior night, real quick, Dakota. You know, it blink of an eye, and it was your senior night. What's it mean to you, to those wrestlers, in these moments?
Oh, it was a big thing. I mean, it was your last time at home. For me, it was my only time my senior year, but it's a big deal. To me, it was.
Well, good performance out of these guys. Iowa City West, a formidable wrestling program. Impressive win, Joe, for Albie here in this opening duel.
Absolutely, and we'll recap it for you here, folks. We started off at 106 pounds tonight, and it was Kyle Sennett with the pin for the Blue Demons, and that put the Demons on the board 6-0, and then a couple open weights at 13 and 120 for Albia, and Albia found themselves with the deficit of 6-12. And then at 126 pounds, Dakota, what did we see?
Shadow Leshen got the pin there. I think it was in right at the beginning of the second period. Made it 18-12. Then we had Bryce Leshen with a pin, and Blake Lawless came in with a 9-1 win with a major there, making it
22-12.
Yep.
And then the Blue Demons kind of ran off a six-point string. You had Caleb White with the pin at 145. Our foreign exchange student competed at 152 and took the forfeit. And what's that foreign exchange student's name again?
Eric Plate.
Eric Plate. So Plate gets his first W as a Blue Demon on the varsity mat. And then Griffin Osing competed at 160. He got the pin. Brett Leshen received a forfeit. And it was Dalton Folkerts at 182 with a pin, followed by Carter Isley with a pin. And that rounded out the scoring for your Albia Blue Demons here in the first match of the evening, the first meet of the evening, in this historic night that commemorates 50 years of Albia High School wrestling. And Dakota, not very many wrestling programs, been around 50 years, have only had 5 coaches. And I think that says a lot about how well the Albia community embraces the people that are helping their kids, their students, do better and get better.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, 5 coaches, that's pretty phenomenal in 50 years. That's many years of coaching by each coach. And they see one guy doing the right thing, and they want to take their kids to them because they want their kid to get better, and they want to show good sportsmanship, and these coaches were doing the right thing, teaching them what to do.
Yep. All right, well, that'll wrap it up. We'll be back in about 5 or 8 minutes with the second match of the evening. And that's going to feature the Albia Blue Demon squad against the Trojans of Fairfield. And set that up for us a little bit, Dakota. Fairfield, did they bring all their top guns?
As far as I know, I mean, I don't think they're going to be like Iowa City West and drop out on the bus or something. But I'm pretty sure they brought out their top guys. We'll see here when it comes up.
Yep. I do know that Fairfield, they've got a couple of ranked wrestlers. That Pew kid at 195, is he ranked this year?
I'm not sure. I don't really get on the predicament a lot, but I haven't seen when anybody's ranked. I've been.
All right. Well, it is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to have the honorifics here at the intermission. We'll send it back to the stadium. Scotty, back to the station. We're in the stadium. We'll send it back to Scotty. And when this intermission is completed and the seniors have been introduced and honored, the past state competitors and coaches have been honored, we'll be back with more high school wrestling on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. Folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's easier to see clearly into the future.